about to do the same. She was standing there in back of my chair. I said, Timmy, don't I know your name? I murdered something underneath my breath. She studied the lines of my face. I must admit, felt a little uneasy when she bent down to tie the laces of my shoe. Triangle of in blue. She lit a burner on the stove and offered me a pipe. I thought you'd never say hello, she said, you look like a silent type. Then she opened up a book of poems and handed it to me, written by an Italian poet from the 13th century. And every one of them words rang true and glowed like burning coal, pouring off of every page like it was written in my soul. But me to you, Montague Street, the basement down the stairs. There was music in the cafes at night and revolution in the air. Then he started into dealing with slaves and something inside of him died. She had to sell everything she owned and froze up inside. And when it finally, the bottom fell out, I became withdrawn. The only thing I knew how to do was to keep on keeping on like a bird that flew. To get to her somehow. All the people we used to know, they're an illusion to me now. Some are mathematicians, some are carpenters' wives. Don't know how it all got started. I don't know what they're doing with their lives. But me, I'm still on the road, heading for another joint. We always did feel the same, we just saw it from a different point of view.
That's my alarm, dude.
That's awesome. Mic four on. Oh.
Now it is. Now it is. Now it is. Now it is. Now it is.
Welcome to this beautiful Thursday morning. We've got blue skies as far as the eye can see in Somerville, Medford, Massachusetts.
Yep. Yep. Look at that horizon line. Just whoo.
We've got our Dunkin' Donuts, just as we should.
Yes, this show is now officially sponsored by Dunkin'.
Yep, we're Dunkin', also sponsoring Dunkin'. It's like
right, it's a collaborative thing. So they're benefiting from us. It's symbiotic.
Yeah,
even though they're a large corporation.
Yeah, they support the small guys.
Dunkin' supports the small guys. I.e. me, 5'6", 145. Hey, put me in, coach. Put me in. Don't you sleep on me now. Okay, so this is a new semester of college radio here at Tufts. Nikki and I got big plans.
Yep.
I mentioned stickers last night to him. He was excited.
Yeah.
I think we have a lot of potential with the name. Different Vibes lends itself to anything that wasn't the previous vibe. So yeah. That
not that the previous vibe was bad.
Right.
We learned a lot.
We learned a lot, grew a lot.
People.
Yeah, we did some stuff.
But sometimes you just gotta throw that away. Focus on as we were talking about last night, you gotta let the experiences of the past impact your current.
Mm.
But you don't need to have those physical markers.
Right.
You know?
Right.
You gotta let it go. You gotta let it take its toll on your body in any way, and just go with it.
Yep, yep. Nikki and I are minimalists now based upon our conversation. We're in the nude right now in Studio A. This is my one pair of clothes.
And I'm dripping in coffee.
We run on Duncan. Yep. Duncan runs on us. Sorry, did you say something?
No, just to clarify, the name still has moist in it. Just right. In parentheses.
Right, right.
It's like different vibes. Parentheses, moist. So don't worry, it's not too different.
It's not too different. But you have to give it pause before you hit the moist.
Yeah.
Different vibes. Right. Right. Otherwise, I feel like anytime you see a parentheses, you have to just give it...
It's space.
It's space.
Yeah. It's in its own little box.
Yeah, it's like in a little bubble, and you got to break the bubble with like an ice pick or something.
Not too fast.
Not too... But yeah, we're excited to see what this new time brings us and all the learning, loving, and growing that we'll be doing during this hour spot. I have class after this. You have class after this?
I have class at 12.
Mm.
Yeah, so I'm kind of chilling. I'm gonna go home and eat some grape nuts. Shouts out to the grape nuts.
Yeah, this is also the show is also sponsored by grape nuts.
I absolutely love it. I just to make it, people come at me because they think it's weird.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's flavorless or whatever. But you put some peanut butter in that ish. A little dollop of jelly, some steel cut oats for just some really hard texture. That's the part that people find weird sometimes. It's like, it's grape nuts is already a hard cereal and you're putting raw steel cut oats in there, Nick. And I go, yeah. Yeah, it does wonders for my digestive system. It just like scrapes the sides. But that's where I'm at.
Yeah, you're excited. You're already looking forward to the grape nuts.
I always look forward to it. Last night I was thinking about it. I was like, oh, after radio, I'm going to have some grape nuts.
Whew. I bet the grape nuts. Grape nights.
Grape nights of Macedonia.
Grape nights at the round table. All right, good. I got a song. This song is a great guitar song. I think it's just an instrumental, but it's fun picking patterns.
Beautiful.
Thanks for tuning in, everybody. If you hear any weird noises during the song, it's probably us just sipping on our Dunks. Sponsored by Dunks.
been feeling your hold for a week or so. The impression shows and I know I've been my old strength is my new friend, my direction, my reverend. And there's a train in my heart that doesn't seem to start unless you're lying next to me. When I go to bed, I lay down my wishful head. I'll be hearing what you baseball mitt made of leather and my spit for catching sky bits that have slipped. I call it sensation, you call it revelation. Been feeling your home for a week or so. The impression shows. Thank you.
reflections of the children.
And we're back.
Good songs that time. Good songs.
Good songs.
I liked them.
You liked them?
I did.
Yeah, it was nice. It was nice. I felt like my transitions were also smooth. A little self.
Transitions were very smooth, Spencer.
Thank you. That's what I was looking for.
Don't cut yourself short. trying to, you know how people like stand at work?
Yeah, the like, standing desk.
To stimulate their body, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah.
That's what I'm doing right now.
That's cool. I'm into that.
Just for you listeners to get a mental view.
Both feet on the ground.
And I look good today.
You do look good.
Thanks.
You look ready to conquer the day.
To eat grape nuts.
To eat grape nuts. AKA conquering the day.
Yeah, exactly.
AKA sponsored by grape nuts. I had a standing desk at my internship last semester.
Really?
It made me feel a little too much like a young professional.
Uh-huh. The little tech job.
A little tech job. You know, it was funny. Like, sometimes the guy across, like, so it's like cubicles, right?
Yeah.
And sometimes the guy on the other side of me, who I didn't really know well, because he wasn't on my team. And so, you know, there's no excuse to get to know him. He and I would sometimes accidentally stand up to do work at our at our standing desks at the same time.
Yikes.
And sometimes we'd both be standing at the desk and decide to sit down at the same time. So I felt a special kinship with...
Did you ever talk about it?
I don't know if you've it's ever. Taboo. I don't know if you've ever had a standing desk, Nick, but it's not something you really talk about.
Right, right. That'd be weird.
Yeah.
It's kind of like locker room etiquette, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Keep your eyes on the prize.
My eyes are up here, Nick. So we're standing. Songs we heard. The last one was from Electric Guest, Back on Me. That was fun.
That's a really fun one. I like Electric Guest.
Never heard of them.
Really? I think you might recognize some of the other songs.
Cool. I'll give them a jingle today.
Yeah, they're funky.
Before that, we had Monolith by T-Rex. Shout out Monolith. Shout out 7th grade vocab. Monolith is a large thing.
Nice.
What's up?
Y'all didn't expect to be learning tonight,
like,
today, this morning.
If I were to use it in a sentence, it'd be like, this show is a monolith.
Yes. Grape nuts are a monolith amongst tiny stone cereals.
They dwarf it.
Then before that, we had First Impression by D'Armond Edison. I really like D'Armond Edison. Not together anymore, but it was just one of Justin Vernon's first.
Mm.
Justin Vernon of Bon Iver. One of his first groups. And he uses his like low voice more. It's a little more folky.
Mm.
And like kind of just like singular guitar with some like slide guitar in it. So it has like this not country feel, but like, you know. Like
a little less kind of
experimental.
New age. Yeah. That's cool. I like that a lot. I like the name a lot.
Me too. The lyrics get me in my feels.
Mm. I need to listen to it again to listen to the lyrics. When you listen to songs, I feel like we might have had this conversation. I was having it with Jake earlier at some point too. It was just like, how consciously are you listening to lyrics?
Pretty consciously.
Mm-hmm.
Like, unless I'm doing something else and listening to music,
uh-huh.
I generally it's hard for me, like, not to pay attention to the lyrics,
mm-hmm.
In some way, so I definitely judge it by that.
Cool. And then the first song that we played for you was a little guitar instrumental by a guy named John Fahey. The song was called Sunflower River Blues. Yeah.
I liked it.
Thanks. Got anything to tell our esteemed viewers out there, Nick?
Let me try to think. Everything's fake.
Your life is a lie.
Because everything's fake.
Mm-hmm.
So... tabula freaking rasa.
Tabula rasa, also a 7th grade vocab word, meaning clean slate.
Yep.
To use it in a sentence, I would say this show is a tabula rasa.
Oh yes, different vibes.
Different vibes. Moist. 91.5 WMFO didn't do the station ID.
No.
It's horrible. They're gonna revoke access.
Oh, you're right. I had a dream that I did a station ID, and that's why I
does
thought
that count?
Wow.
What else was in your dream?
I had a fun night last night in my head. I don't really remember. You
know, we don't have to go into details.
Yeah, thanks. who's the guy that popularized that was like Tabula Rasa? Was it it was one of those.
The first Bush?
It was one of. Yep, it was the first Bush, George H.W.
Good old Herbert Walker. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
All right. No, you got it.
No. Oh, well, because
it was one of the, like, philosopher daddies, kind of the annoying, like, freaking.
Philosopher daddy. Show me your forms. Yeah. We'll do some investigative, the research. And we'll get back to you. If anyone has any ideas about where the origins of Tabula Rasa are from, please call in. Or if you would like to profess a Tabula Rasa and just talk about what's going on in your life, you can also call in too.
Please. We're good listeners, Spencer and me.
Yeah. I like to think so.
Spencer and I, not me.
Not great with the English language, clearly. But
we're getting there.
Don't need to do that to listen.
We're only 20. We got time to master it.
I do feel pretty bad. Like, I really... I've got, like, such a stupid, annoying, like, guilt for not knowing another language well.
Yeah, I would like to become fluent in another language. Yeah. I think it'll happen, honestly. Yeah.
I think... I mean, like, you really have to just embed it in what it's something you're doing. Like, have to use another language for part of work or, like, live somewhere else. Like,
watch a lot of movies in different languages.
Yeah, yeah. You have to, I mean, yeah, you got to surround yourself with it. Yeah. I was having an interesting conversation with a friend of mine who's back from abroad. He's talking about his time in Spain, and he was talking about, yeah, it seems so simple to say, but, like, you know, if you're using the language for things that actually mean things to you, like, you're going to remember it so much better.
Yeah.
He was talking about how he needed to get his instrument, like, fixed at, like, a luthier. And he was, like, having the hardest time communicating, like, saying, I want my instrument back. And because he was using, like, a different word for the, like, I want it back.
Right.
And he's like, I'm never going to forget, like, the proper word because I was literally there for, like, 30 minutes trying to figure that out.
Yeah.
So... It's tough.
Immersion was the theme of the week for one of my anthropology classes. Pay attention.
Oh, how's that going? How's cool. Nick Seaver?
He's a fireball.
He's a fireball.
I like him.
Smart yeah. dude.
Smart, very smart dude.
Do you know what he was doing on his sabbatical leave last semester?
I don't, actually. I was overlooking. I was sitting next to him in class the other day. Mm-hmm. in like a circle type of discussion.
He likes that, yeah.
And I was looking at his agenda on his paper.
Just probably like notes, yeah?
Yeah, just notes. And he had like laid out month by month the year and had like big themes kind of for each year. And it seems like he's taking another leave. Or maybe it's just the summer. Maybe it was the summer plus a little bit.
Interesting.
But I don't know. I guess he hates teaching.
Yeah, he's an interesting guy. His wife is also, like, they're both just, like, super smart. And you're like,
he hasn't talked about her yet.
Interesting. I think he had a kid recently that I think might have contributed to the leave. I'm not sure. But she, in one of the classes that I was in with him, he had her guest speak.
Oh, I actually remember you telling me about that.
Yeah, and she's interesting. She does a lot. She was giving a speech about kind of how popular sex education is kind of, has a certain narrative, but that's not really what's actually happening biologically.
Oh, interesting. Like health class popular sex narrative or popular
yeah kind of just like in we don't need to go into the nitty gritty but birds the bees yeah but kind of talking about how like female sexual reproductive organs are typically portrayed as having a very passive role in the process But in actuality, you can think of what's going on as less of them playing a passive role and be actually more active and, like, kind of, you can think of it like a magnet in terms of, like, the female, or sorry, the male reproductive kind of part of the process.
Interesting.
So it's less that the male, is less that the male reproductive part is going towards the female, and it's more of the female part is pulling.
Interesting.
Yeah. So she was talking about the kind of consequences of, like why is that the case historically, and then, like, just kind of how that framing. I don't know. So she's super smart, but
yeah.
Cool. But yeah, so cool.
Love it. Should we play some music?
Yeah. I do. I got a one from Elliot Smith.
Oh, I had one cued by Elliot Smith too.
Wild. Cool. Wow. Cool. We'll go Elliot back to back.
Yeah.
Thank you. always coming around here, trailing some new kill. Says I seen your picture on a $100 bill. What's a game of chance to you? Him is one of real skill. So glad to meet you, Angela. Picking up the ticket shows there's money to be made. Go on, lose the gamble, that's the history of the trade. That you add up all the cards left to play to zero and sign up with evil Angela. Start me trying now. Cause I'm all over it, Angela. I can make you satisfied in everything you do. All your secret wishes could right now be coming true. Be forever with my poison arms around you. No one's gonna fool around with us. No one's gonna fool around with us. So glad to meet you, Angela.
Brighter day. I I'll play football tomorrow with only my best friends. People I like but I don't love are not allowed. I wonder if Sharon will see me, but I'll play cool, 'cause cool is what you have to do. It's hard to make a point when you're living so loud. Turn it down. Trying to get my friend excited about not being invited. I say that's an opportunity. Back down, I smile. Listen down, I smile. It was so nice to get a call. I'm good at stuff and you're into stuff. Ooh, let's make products. Oh, oh, I'm a product guy and you're a produce girl. I said the money, 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 money will be spent. Baseman.
Do it. You play the guitar on the MTV. That ain't working, that's the way you do it. Money for nothing and your chicks for free. Now that ain't working, that's the way you do it. Let me tell you, damn guys ain't dumb. Maybe get a blister on your little finger. Maybe get a blister on your thumb. We got to install microwave ovens, custom kitchen delivery. That's his own hair. The little faggot got his own jet airplane. The little faggot, he's a millionaire. We got to install microwave oven, custom kitchen deliveries. We got to move these refrigerators. We got to move these color TVs. Ooh, I'm
at Different Vibes, we're into creating soundscapes, so we're now going to do our PSAs overlaid on top of a light background of music. Money for nothing, to be specific, every time. Okay, don't drink and drive PSA, South by Southwest tragedy. On March 13th, 2014, a drunk driver plowed through a crowd outside a nightclub at the South by Southwest Music Festival, killing 3 people and injuring 25. The driver faces capital murder charges, which are punishable by the death penalty. Oh, don't support that one, but drinking and driving is a crime that kills. If you're under the influence of anything, never even think about getting behind the wheel of a car and driving. People die that way. A public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. Just some irrelevant little thing. Our friend Jake witnessed a drunk driving car crash the other night during the Super Bowl of a distraught Patriots fan. And
wow.
Right outside the radio station, actually. So
I feel this the radio station in this intersection is definitely a magnet for accidents.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. There's like 6 different ways you can go. At least. Maybe 20. I've never counted. But yeah, don't do it.
Don't do it.
Easy money.
Money for nothing.
Easy chance. Easy money. Easy money. Easy money. Easy money. Easy money. We'll be right back.
Stop calling me crazy. 60-degree reality. Sunset beach, I don't need HDTV. I want the real fame, living off your dream. Give me a couple thousands, I'm a jet to Philippines. Yeah, my 360-degree ability. Visioneer, lose the feel that there be reason. Give circulation to the nation, we are one. Everything is from under the sun. I just tell myself to fly. But I believe.